Okay, so this is the oral history. Did you turn that on? Cool. Okay, this is the oral history form, and today is August 13th, 2012. I, Archie, and you better spell your last.
AHK.
Okay.
IVI. ANA.
IVIANA.
Yeah.
Okay. So, this is the form, and basically it says that whatever information you provide becomes public, so people can access it at the university. So you don't want to tell any, stories about crime or, stuff like that. So I'm going to print your name here again. You can talk about crime if people have been convicted already, but I've had people sometimes, talk about folks are doing stuff, and I've had to back up the. Okay, and your mailing address would be
What's up?
P.O. Box 89022.
89022, and the zip code
99789.
99789. Okay, so there's the place for your signature. And what this does is, anytime you, it doesn't steal your stories, Anytime you want to tell the stories or record them again or make a book or whatever, you can always do that. This just makes sure that nobody owns this information, that it can be used.
Before you go further, we just left our great granddaughter at home.
Oh,
She was awake, so
okay.
she's only three.
Sure.
Dude, let's go. We could go in here.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
Let's do that.
Hate to disturb, but I just remembered we
Yeah,
left our
no,
little
that's
one.
important.
Little
that's
one at
important.
home.
Okay, so now I'm gonna put my name on here. I think, Archie, you're the 89th person that I've interviewed that we've submitted tapes to at the university over the years.
I worked for university before.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I was working for Narrow in Barrow.
Oh, Okay, so that's that. And I will make a copy of this and send it to you. Okay. And then also today we'd like to.
That Jacob Bumacle kids are still alive. They live in Barrow.
Okay, so this allows us to use your photograph today. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay, so there again is a place for your signature.
Yeah, I was uptown. I just came back yesterday. We drove back.
Okay, I'm going to stick your. Yeah, we can do that later. Okay, so now that you have signed the UAF Oral History Release Form, I'd like to sort of start out the interview and ask you questions about where you're born and all that sort of thing, and just get a little preamble to what we'll be doing later today. So this is Chuck Mobley, and I'm here with my son Otter Mobley, and we're in Nuiqsut, Alaska, on the North Slope, and today is August 13th, 2012. We're working for Repsol Oil Company in their exploration and project. And as part of that, Repsol has contacted Archie Akiviana, and he's agreed to go out with us today to look at some sites, and in particular, one of the wells locations that Repsol would like to drill, which is at they call Q3. Or Kugruk 3. And if I may, Archie, what's your full name?
Archie Kavina. I don't use middle name.
Okay, and when were you born?
July 7, 1940.
And who were your parents?
Charles Akivena.
Okay.
And then Louise.
Okay. And where were you born?
Barrow.
And you said earlier that you were actually out here before the village.
Yes.
Could Can you tell us about that?
Well, we were out, we went to, my uncle wanted to go up to Wyeth to hunt some wolf and wolverine, so we took a snow machine from Barra to Umiat. We went on the west side of Nooksit, and then we were there about a week, got some wolverine, and then he decided to visit a guy he knew here at down at Niglick, at the mouth of a river, so we stayed there overnight, and then we went back to Barra. And I liked it here, so I decided to come back.
Uh-huh.
I'm the only one that routinely went back, by all my birds are here and there, all over.
So did you move here when the village first mm-hmm. when everyone came?
Uh-huh. On snow machine, yeah. Uh-huh. Took the whole family on snow machine.
What was that like?
Good.
Big adventure?
Big adventure for the kids, you know. Yeah.
Was it hard?
No, we had a good time. Yeah, we had time traveling. And we spent the whole winter in a tent. A lot of fun.
The whole winter in a tent?
Yep.
And how many people were there about?
20 families came here. Richard and the people said they lived here before, so they came back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I didn't know that I was the only one coming back, and then find out later on that my dad grew up just right below here. And then my dad worked for me here for a while, too, when I was building the houses. And then find out that he had a cat, so he got sick.
Hmm.
So I'd be sent back home.
Hmm. When you say that he lived right below here, about where do you mean?
My dad lived out by Lenok. There's a sad house down there. One of the clerks to my grandfather. And then I grew up down by Cape Hucket, where my mom grew up. So that thing has been washed away. And all the graves, they say they were washed away already, too.
Which ones?
Down by Cape Hucket, Isuk area.
Those have been washed away?
Yeah, erosion.
And but what about the house that your father, the sod house?
Yeah.
That too?
No, it went down there. It washed away. There's no set of houses down there now.
Before we had the tape on, you were mentioning some other sites in the area, and this might be the best time to get that down on tape, if you would like. You were talking about a rock trap.
The traps? Yeah, they're up there. They've been sold. My uncle showed me where they were, so when we were out hunting up that area up by Umiat. So there are two traps up there made out of rocks. They're high. It's high.
About 4 feet?
Yeah, three.
3 feet?
Yeah. There's a couple of them. And then I ran into where they spear caribou from kayak.
Yeah.
Round them up and then corral them into a narrow area. And then up to them. I'm the only guy who knows where that is. Nobody knows where it is. I was out hunting and then I ran into it twice. Yeah.
And whereabouts is it?
It's on the west side of Colville. On that Umirak, they call Umirak up there, and then there's a creek going down. On the side of it, there's where they spear all those caribou. There's anglers all over. All both caribou horns. Do it in summer.
Is it on this map or is it too far away?
Let's see. Let me see. Yeah, it's way over. Yeah.
Past this. Uh-huh. So it's not actually on the Colville?
No, it's up the Colville.
It's on the shore?
Yeah. So
east of...
Colville. Right. I mean west of Colville.
West of the Colville?
No.
East of the Colville.
No, west of the Colville, on this side. See, this is river right there going up. Oh, way up there, yeah. It's way up there.
Okay, it's so way inland.
Yeah, way inland.
Okay.
Yeah. And then it's also all sheep coming out of the ground. It's 19 miles. I got the paper with me. From the mouth of a fish creek.
Oh, very nice.
It was done by this guy, Dr. See, there's a fish creek, and then there's a Tule Creek this way, and there's a fish creek. And from here, from the mouth, right up here. And there's also a sat house right on these lakes. There's an old sheep coming out. There's an old sat house there, too. And then the people knew where it was before. And then I got that from a guy I was guiding one time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to, for the benefit of the tape, I'm going to read this. It says, sketch map overlook to creek area, yeah. Showing location of oil seep, USBM. USBM, yeah. Bureau of Land Management?
Yeah.
I don't know. N period E Junior, September 2nd, 1943. Fish River, it says it's figure four from mm-hmm. something. And
it's going to this way, there's a fish creek and mm-hmm. yeah.
So obviously a very good map.
Yeah, and the location. The old side house here, there's another side house up there, and then I keep asking people who's that dad was up here. They say it might belong to my grandfather, so that's what they bring. I asked the old people around here before they passed away, so I'm the only one that knows where the roots are, and also the one where they spear caribous out of from kayak stuff up there.
Uh-huh.
I'm the last guy, so I've been trying to get people to go over there to come out.
Yeah. Well, the... Tell me again where Fish Creek is from here. Is it?
Yeah, this way. It's that way.
It's west of
yeah,
here?
Yeah, okay. Down below by the cop. You know where that, by the piece down there? I got a camp down there uh-huh. for that and it is back over here.
And
the house.
And the sod house, is it right along the creek?
Sod house. And the old sod house is over here too, and there's another one over here.
So how far from the creek was this particular sod house? Quite a ways?
No, it's not too far from here. Uh-huh. From the fish creek here, so.
And why do you think that a sod house would be located there, in that particular place?
Well, there's some old, where they cut up some tar that old sheep out there to use for fuel a long time ago. So there's all kinds of tools that they use, and then the guys who knew, they knew about it, but they didn't want to mess around with it because they had an old sod house there too, so there's another one up here. I keep asking those guys. I ran into those when I was out chasing wolverines from here. So there's where they spear caribous to hurt him some, yeah. So I'm the only guy who knows where they are. I keep asking these people here, old people when they were alive. They keep mentioning it might be belong to my grandfather. That house said that up here.
And
yeah.
What was your grandfather's name?
Lazarus.
Lazarus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, yeah. So we going to go out?
Yeah. I'll give this back to you.
They put a cross after we got here. Down below.
So did you know Jacob?
Yeah.
Yeah? What was he like?
He was good. He was a small guy, but his kids are living in Barrow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And how do you pronounce his last name?
Amakuk.
Amakuk.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember the sod house being here?
Yeah. We seen it before this thing was washed away. When we first got here, a lot of that had been washed away.
Uh-huh.
You know, after the global warming started warming up, you know. See, some of these tall houses are where some of the, probably the foxholes or tents for their crew.
For what crew?
That that grass over there.
What is the grass?
It grew up after the...
For a fox?
The foxhole.
The foxes?
Dens, yeah.
Uh-huh, dens, the dens,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Would you like to walk over to the mm-hmm. bank?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of that had been eroded, so... I don't know, maybe 25 to 30 feet out.
35 to 40 feet?
Yeah, since we moved here.
Since you moved here in 70... Yeah. What? One?
73.
73.
So you punch some bones, yeah?
Yeah, but you know what?
What?
It's changed even since last year.
Yeah. That the global warming is eroding and moving, and even my ice is drying out, so I gotta kinda clean it every year. Yeah, that ice will come up.
When the anthropologist recorded this spot, I guess we have to walk around here. Okay.
I'm the dead old.
Okay. Well, I am almost. When they recorded this 30 years ago,
yeah.
There was an ice crack.
Yeah.
Away from in from the cabin, in from the sod house.
Uh-huh.
That they used for trash, that they threw the trash in.
Yeah.
And so I thought maybe whatever bones we might have found here last year might have been from that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But we don't even see that necessarily.
No. Here. This area had really changed, you know, from way back. There's another place up here. A guy, a miner or somebody, a trapper or something like that, tried to build a house up there. Some wood, plywood and stuff right up there.
How long ago was that?
I don't know. They were here even before we got here.
This is going to get you in good shape for moose hunting.
I'm at good shape. Yeah, they're younger than me. But my breeding is the one that really gets me.
Uh-huh.
Wow. His sister and his husband live right up here too. It's been washed away also.
So there was another sod house?
Yeah, up there, farther up. There's some string beans up there that grow.
String beans?
Yeah, right up there.
How far away is that, do you suppose?
It's not far. Right up there. I guess Amaka built his house after he got married. They say he lived with her sister for a long time.
So you know? So perhaps a half a mile, do you suppose, up this way?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, that would put it a lot closer to the well site that they would like to drill?
No, it's farther away from here.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
And do you think that's been washed away also?
Part of it, yeah. So you never find anything around here, did you? It's been washed away, huh?
Yeah, well we just found a few bones on the, where the sod had been ripped up from the ice.
Yeah? Few bones.
Is that a baby owl?
No, that's a full grown. Full grown. How did it come up there? Ice?
Yeah. Lots. So as far as putting a well down that way, our thought last year was that this is, just like you say, this is pretty well washed away.
Yeah, here. It's been washed away, so it's finally down here.
Jacob's father?
Yeah, he's down below.
On the other side of the channel here?
Yeah. See that mark there?
Yeah.
By itself, it's on the other side.
His grave?
Yeah. They put a marker on. Also, there's some salt houses right at the point where the river goes that way, right there, the salt houses.
You think they're still there? Have you seen them?
Yeah.
How far away are they?
They're not far from the river.
From here, a mile or three miles?
Yeah. Where that mount there? It's on the other side of that.
On the other side of the sand dunes down the way there.
Uh-huh. Boy, this thing has really changed. The river had widened.
Well, down the way there is where Repsol would like to put an ice road across.
Where?
The channel. I can show you on the map.
Yeah.
But down that way. So maybe we should fly down that way yet today and see if we could. You could point out the location of both the sod houses that you, and the grave. If
yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Yep. That's carried wood.
Oh, I would think that probably washed in.
Maybe, I don't know how this could have kind of here. All that water came that high?
Must have backed ice up and pushed it upstream, huh?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe old Shama took that one. I'm named after one of them.
Okay, well, there's not really too much else
No, there's nothing. Where you find those bones at in this area?
Yeah, closer where the sod's been pushed up.
Yeah.
But we probably only found a half a dozen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But one of them was nicely worked.
Yeah.
I showed you the picture of.
Yeah. Yeah, this has been roaded a lot, you know, striking words on the both sides. When the ice jam goes up, you know, they do that.
Yeah.
One year that too, when they build an ice road down below and shove all that snow, they flooded the area.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Uh-huh. Actually, these were here last year, although someone's drug this skull up on the bank.
Oh, this one?
Yeah, it was down below.
Yeah, we used to get a caribou around the area, too. Yeah, a lot of that stuff has been eroded.
Yeah, I don't even see a white fleck of bone or anything.
No, now. No. He didn't live here long.
No?
After he got married, he moved here. His sister lived back over there. And his husband by that lake, over there, that lake, just this side of it, is a Tuglis area where they have lived. Her daughter is living at Nooksud right now.
Huh.
Yeah, at the Tuglis. You smoke over here too, huh?
Somebody did. Not me. I got it.
There are lots watching you here. Huh?
Yeah. Can you tell who smoked that?
No.
No. Oops, they rolled their own, no?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had those Bull Durham hanging.
Bull Durham?
Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering if maybe we should hop in the helicopter and go on up the way where you think that Jacob moved to, or his
sister lives up there, Richard Tuglis. It's a flat area right over there, but you could hardly tell too, because a lot of that's been eroded a lot.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah. But their father is down here.
No.
Okay.
My grandfather's truck house right by. I'll find it.
Is that still there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could see the where it had been, you know. Where they've been, you know. You guys don't smoke, huh?
Pardon me?
You guys don't smoke?
No.
You quit too?
I never did.
You never did?
No. Oh, probably, I've smoked maybe 10 cigarettes in my whole life. And
is that right?
It's always been just to stay awake when I was driving somewhere. Old driftwood.
Oh. That there was a
dens.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of that stuff being washed away. There's no evidence. Maybe some bones. That's about it, huh?
Yeah. Well, that's all we found here. And it doesn't even look like that was last year. And it doesn't even look like that's it now.
Let's see that mountain. Where the squirrel is.
Yep. Been used for a cutting board or something. See all the knife marks on it?
Yeah.
No, you got the bug dope on. So Archie, do you think that it would be worthwhile to hop in the helicopter and go down here a half mile or so and see if you can spot where the Jacob moved to?
Move from up here. What's that?
Might just be part of the sandbar.
Is it?
But the pilot's eyes are much better than mine.
Is that right? That black spot right there.
out the water?
No, it's on the top of the ground here.
Okay, I see that moss tuft of grass there.
Is that right?
Yeah. The musk ox are on the south side of Ketchmack.
Uh-huh.
But, you said, what place are we looking for?
It's Richard Tuglis.
Okay. Did he live the lake, or did he live south lake?
No, there's a flat spot over there.
Okay.
That area.
Well, we'll go down there.
Yeah, and Jacob will have to tell you where we want to land. And probably, it's probably just as much erosion as there is here.
Yeah, there have been a lot of erosion being done, you know.
But, go ahead.
You know, there's a lot of that being pushed up by the ice, you know.
Yeah.
I see some back here over here, too. But there's a crate down below, over here.
Yeah, so we want to add that to our list today, too.
Yeah.
We want
to... And the side houses go to that mount over there, just on the other side of it, there's a river goes like this.
Yep.
Both ways. There's a side house there. And across there's a grave.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
but this year is same thing, you know, being eroded so long. You know, we went over there one time to look for it when I was land manager, but we couldn't find any evidence except for those they call them squirrel string beans.
Grow. String beans.
Yeah, over there.
So they planted those beans?
I don't know if they did or not. Maybe they did. Huh. I don't know.
And when was that, Archie?
It was maybe 5-10 years ago, last time I was there.
Uh-huh.
A lot of that ground has kind of sifted around, you know. Yeah, my dad grew up by that. By Alpine over there. Yeah. On that little channel.
Well, we'll come out here and we'll fly right down the edge of the river. And
uh-huh.
If you see Jacob's place, you let us know.
Yeah, Jacob's place is right over here. Yeah, after he got married, I think he moved there from his sister. They say he mostly stayed with his sister all the time. They grew up close together.
Well, even if you can't see anything there from the air, maybe we should land anyway.
Okay, we could do that.
So we'll rely on you to tell the pilots where to land.
It's a flat area, you know, you could tell along that river there.
What?
Yeah.
Down towards where the well pad is.
Yeah. Just on this set.
Okay.
Close by.
All right. Thank you. Well, let's...
Yeah. Never used to do this at all.
Follow you.
Yeah, at Cape Luckett we did.
You lived in a sod house?
Yeah.
What was that like?
They're warm, you know. Up all the time, you know.
He had a boat?
Yeah.
And so
one of those whaling boats.
The old one, the old 30 footers?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He was a trapper, I mean, big guy too.
The humps and the dips here,
yeah.
Those are natural, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry we couldn't park the helicopter closer. They have to have something pretty level to land on.
To land on?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a boat he had to bring up every year, you know, to keep it away from the ice.
Uh-huh. And so you think maybe the sod house was off towards the channel
yeah,
there a little?
Yeah, down here. But these pussies are so high. I never seen it grown like this high before. Let's go along that.
Okay.
That bush right down here.
And so Jacob lived here also?
Yeah, he with his sister. But their father is buried down below. Just right above Hemrick's.
Uh-huh.
And they had a sod house down there too. So they had to bring their boat up, where it's kind of low.
And when you say a whaling boat, was this the traditional?
No,
no, it was
no,
one of those.
It was one of those.
Yankee. Yeah, okay.
Yankee boats, yeah.
Yeah.
Sailboats.
Yeah. I saw one actually that, some Siberians brought over to St. Lawrence.
There's one down by my grandfather's school. When I was old boat by Cape Rocket. Above Cape Rocket. Yeah. My uncle showed me where it was, so
then we're gonna get you a better stick. That's why, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've seen that road. So high.
There used to be tin cans here, you say?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Boy, this...
And this is the place that you thought had beans growing.
Probably on that side.
Beans were growing on the north side there?
Yeah.
Why? Some kind of wild beans that kept growing, you think?
String beans.
String
were,
beans.
Yeah. So they said they were ground squirrel. Eat those all the time, so. Oh.
Gotcha. You okay? Well, it's a good place to rest. It's going to be a good, I think, probably time to eat lunch when we get back to the helicopter, too.
Boy. I said I'd never be this old. Huh?
What's that?
I said I'd never be this old.
No, I'm not expecting to ever... I'd just as soon live forever sometimes.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
Sure.
Boy, these have grown a lot. You know, the global warming has really affected.
How many different ways have you seen that global warming affects the place here?
Lada. You know, down by Fish Creek area, the ground has shook and drained all those lakes along the bank one year when I was down there by Fish Creek. So I got a house down there. Drained all the lakes, you know. They were 8 feet deep, some of them.
Huh.
But they have filled back from the years. It shook down there one year when I was down there.
From an earthquake, you
yeah,
think?
Yeah, that was quick. Shook. Yeah. My camp down there is pretty good. I fish down there. I used to go down there alone all the time. Nobody would go down till they got this GPS, you know? They didn't know the channel.
Ah.
The story they told me stuck up here, so I followed it, what they told me, by landmarks too. And I was the only one that was there.
Nowadays, fishing was good?
Yeah, very good. Rich, oily fish too. No salmon, none whatsoever. They're just anachlic, those broadfish. Hmm. Only those. There's no other fish. But graylings you could get once in a while, you know. But there's a lot of white fish. Boy, this is that bone of life. Maybe we go down there and
What do you think might be down this way?
I don't know. Those squirrels, they call them those squirrels.
Looks a little wet in that direction.
Yeah, I know it's wet, but I just want to go along here.
Okay.
With this grass. The grass has grown so tall now that I can't tell. I know, you know. But you could tell where there's some sod house that's been around, but I can't tell now.
What was Jacob's sister's name? When did you start?
I started smoking in front of my folks. I was 9 years old. Well, they let me smoke anyway. But they would let my older brother smoke.
Huh.
I don't know, for some reason. I was named after a shaman.
Yeah?
Yeah. I seen that guy.
Yeah?
My namesake. When my dad was passing away, I went up to Fairbanks, where my dad was staying. I mean, got sick up there, so I seen my namesake. They said he was a shaman from Point Hope.
And what was his name?
I said Chuck. I don't know his English name, but I'm a Sapchak. Name after that shop. The problem is my folks don't scold me. You know?
No.
Maybe they were scared of the old guy who's happened to them. No. I'm not named after any of my father's relatives or my mom's. So
boy, this is good to walk.
Huh? Yeah, I like it, especially on a day like today.
Yeah.
See, a lot of that stuff being washed away. It used to be where you could tell where those sash houses were. You could tell by when you fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, around.
You could see the outline?
Uh-huh, outline.
Uh-huh. That's lots of along the coast. A lot of sash houses. When the box skins were high, you know, 150 a belt or so.
Like in the 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of traffic. Everybody moved to Barrow because the government has them kids start to learn how to speak English. So we moved from Cape Hucket to Barrow by dog team. I still remember that day, 1945.
What was that like?
It was good living, you know, just us, me and my brother. That's it.
And the trip? People, the trip that you made?
It was good, you know. We were warm all the time anyway, so we wasn't cold or anything. My dog team. Yeah, my dad grew up down here. That's the Alpine, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you spend much time in the dunes?
Where?
Oh, any of these dunes. Is there much activity or use of the dunes area?
When you're trapping, yeah, you go. You go along this river and set your traps, you know. They just always follow the river because there's a lot of ground squirrels that are then, you know, where they been, and then they would tick in and get those, you know. Yeah. I said I never see the day when they have oil companies stay out way out here.
Yeah.
When we got here, another caribou there. Or it's just a crown.
I can't tell.
Me neither. 10 years.
The pilots always see things before
yeah.
I do.
He must have. So where you want to go now? Go down and see that grave in that sad house below?
Yeah, but first I'd like to eat.
Okay.
Want to eat?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see if my frozen walrus meat that I got that's out of the freezer
right.
For
yeah,
years.
That's good for me.
Good for you, yeah.
Yeah, good for you. That's what I eat when I first go home from town. I go hungry for that. So that's the first thing I did yesterday. Some muktuk and frozen fish. And
do you ferment it in ice cellars?
No, we ferment it outside where the sun won't get up, you know. Make sure then it exposed to the sun. Yeah. I eat a lot of that stuff. It fills my hunger, you know. And I shit like a dog.
I don't think I've ever eaten walrus, but I had sea lion a few years ago.
Oh, sea lion? I never had sea lion.
It was really good.
Seal, though. One time I got over 40 seal when I was living in Barrow, had dog team, and I put them, all of them under the house. I didn't have a place to put them. So I let them sit the whole summer. And the next year, me and this other older guy, we were going to go out trapping. So I got one of those out. After I cut it up, we started eating. We were the only one that eating, not dogs.
The dogs wouldn't eat it, but
no.
You would?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We wouldn't let them. Good stuff. Eats. Yeah,
make sure you don't expose them out to the sun and keep them covered all the time. I got some walrus. See, that's one that's being fermented right now. My kids don't like me to eat it. Everybody move out.
Oh.
That's how I quit smoking. I have it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Fermented walrus meat. I eat the whole shoulder blade of that by myself. And by the time I got done with it, I didn't even think of smoking.
Huh?
Yeah, I didn't want to be addicted to the to those medication. So that's what I have. It works.
Well, maybe we could market that outside.
That's right.
As a no smoking kind of. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't want to get addicted to those medication. You know, I seen a lot of guys. I got into that, and then they would go back smoking again after.
Hmm.
I finished that whole thing, and I didn't even think of smoking again.
We're gonna eat lunch, but looks like you already did.
I already did.
Wow.
Hmm, okay.
Do you guys have a map? I can show it because I'm pretty sure I want us to go.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure that I do, actually, okay. Which would cover that, but possibly I did.
So that area where you guys going to, where they're going to do is close to the... And then I would check the, with the corporation. The selection, I marked that area. Along the, I don't know how many feet off from the bank from a long time ago, so they got a map. The selection of their land, you know, it might be too close, so I would check with the corporation on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all the way close to the hemlock where we have marked. And that thing is on our land area.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you get a royalty then off?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Don't tell nobody. Sure. You, the whole... The village of that have enrolled in that village, they do. We give them every 3 months. We give them Tibetan. I set it up like that. I didn't want to give them the whole amount and they'd be broke at the end of the year, you know. So I told them my daughter's credit every 3 months, you know. Give them Tibetan every 3 months.
That's a good
this
idea.
This way and this way they don't spend the whole thing.
The village or the
yeah, so those people that had enrolled.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then once they cross Nigalik town to the other side, we get more shares.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I would check with the land department in the village.
Okay.
See if that area you guys have selected, being that they are where the corporation land is, you know.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they'd be eating you guys alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They figure out what they want to do. They're going to talk about
uh-huh. And the gravel area too, you know, because
yep.
And then they have exchanged land with the Arctic slope for that gravel over there.
Oh yeah.
That site over there. So that thing belongs to I'm the only regional board director.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Hmm. I'm the only one there from the regional. That was, I don't know how long ago. This year I brought a lot from way back, you know, when we used to walk.
But the sod houses, the sod house that was
you
here
could
is,
tell. Yeah. Near kind of road, you know. Yeah. You could see one down here by Hemrick's, that sod house that was there. My apologies by that down here where he grew up. Only kid they had, old people.
Hmm.
my grandmother had a bones like a cave people's, you know. Big bones, yeah. Big lady.
Are you hungry?
Huh?
Are you ready for lunch?
Yeah, let's eat first, yeah. No fermented horse meat?
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I looked.
You looked?
Yeah. So, just for the sake of the time, left one site, but the helicopter flew down the river, which is directed us to the site. Chiseled in the wood right there.
Yeah. That's way back.
Well, and look, it's got screws. Huh? Brass screws.
Yeah. That's the usual for their boat. You know, to. And they would just put this reason in the Tula. You know?
It's got.
Goddard came over there to cross it. So I made that.
You made this cross?
Yeah.
So the old one is made out of 1x6s, and the new one's made out of 2x8s. And the old one's got brass screws in it that hold it together. Must be about a dozen brass screws holding the cross piece together. And there is a cross that's carved into the old one. So this, the white cross was 5 years after you got to Nuiqsut?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Her daughter wanted another mark on, so he's had a mark on. She wanted one herself, so I think one.
And do you know about when the person died? Over?
Yeah, it just dropped on the island, yeah.
Yeah, do it. Looks like it's brass also, or maybe lead.
Lead, yeah, lead.
Actually,
yeah, that's what it is. Lead.
Did you make that too?
No, no, I didn't make it. Yeah,
something to record. I'm glad that you showed this to us. I'm glad that you could find it. You're right. You do have a good memory. Well, should we go see the sod houses then? Blessings. Is that all right?
It's okay, yeah.
Off to 703980 by 150481. Great. And 16 feet by 18 feet. This is great.